The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The financial guys in Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
Nothing to see here.
This is the show where money meets politics.
We will answer your financial questions. We do manage money Monday through Friday.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Now, we have a ton of fun with this show. Long story short, he said, you're offending a whole group of people. Well, duh.
Yeah, no, we don't want them. Well, I didn't do anything wrong, and now I'm going to plead the fifth. So screw you.
Yeah.
Like, really? I mean, you know, I added the screw you, of course, but we've done this show for 20 years.
Ever. I'm getting sick of winning.
And if you want to join us on the air, we'll welcome Tom in Boston,
Don in Rochester,
Rambo Jim in North Tonawanda. It's hard to believe that 20 years has gone by so fast.
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. News Radio 930 WBEN and out in Rochester now. This is the Financial Guys Radio Network. So we're out on 1180. This is the place where money meets politics, and we've got a jam-packed show for you today. So make sure you hop on board. In studio with me, Charlie Spiraza. Charlie, what is your title, Charlie?
I got a big title. I'm a professional. That's what I am, a professional.
Life insurance expert. We're going to be talking about required minimum distributions. We got Mike Hayflick joining us. And a lot of fun on this show today. So if you want to hop on board, 1-800-616-9236. And if you're local here, 803-0930. Star 930 on a cell phone, and we are going to be talking some money today. So we're going to talk about estate planning, passing your assets on to the next generation, and protecting your wealth. So I appreciate you spending some time with me, Mr. Spiraza. How are you, buddy?
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it. It's a good good opportunity.
Yeah, before we get into today's show, Lancaster School Board terminates school physicians that denied a female the right to wrestle. What do you think about that? I don't know. I got to be honest with you. If I have a son, I don't want him wrestling a girl.
Well, you know how it is crazy today with all the rules. You can't discriminate, so there you have it. Now you got another piece of the puzzle that we got to put together.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to tell you, man, that's awkward. If I have a son, I don't want to put him in the position of accidentally touching that girl inappropriately, and not a big fan of it. I got to be honest with you. I don't see it. I mean, start a girls' wrestling team. If you think that's important to you, start a girls' wrestling team. But I absolutely think it should be separate.
I guess the question becomes, is the girl really a girl? I mean, you don't know what you're doing today anymore, the way things are out there. So maybe she feels that this is not going to be offensive to her if somebody touches her inappropriately, because it's wrestling. I mean,
I get that. The other side of it, though, is you're putting your son to me. I mean, I don't deny that there's women that could physically be fit enough to wrestle a boy. I don't deny that, but it just seems, you know, to me, if I have a son, I have two daughters, but if I have a son, I don't want to put that son in a position of being uncomfortable, right? I mean, what if he accidentally, inappropriately touches? This is wrestling, right? You're not talking about golfing. You're not talking about, you know, playing a horse on the basketball court. You're talking about wrestling. I mean, it's a close sport. You're touching inappropriately. You're talking about 13 and 14 year old kids. I mean, to me, I don't get it. I mean, the Lancaster School Board terminated the school physician that denied the young girl from having the right to wrestle boys. And as I said, I don't disagree that there's not young women out there that couldn't physically take a boy. But I got to be honest with you, if I had a son, I would not want that son to be put in that position. You know, the next thing is these parents will be in front of the school board saying, oh, this boy inappropriately touched my daughter.
Well, that's
true. Start a girls' wrestling team.
No,
start a girls' wrestling
team. I agree with you, Mike. Yeah. I'm not. It's just that it's so crazy out there today, the way people think. Now, all of a sudden, you know they're going to be inappropriately touched because you see how wrestling goes. They turn them upside down. They turn them sideways. I mean, how else? I mean, what are you going to put gloves on? Mittens? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. By the way, if you want to tune in, I'd love to hear your opinion on this. 803-0930, star 930 if you're local here in Buffalo. Out in Rochester, 1-800-616-9236. And you've got the Financial Guys radio network here, the place where money meets politics. By the way, if you need us throughout the week, folks, if you think like 633-1515 and 833-FIN-GUYS, if you're out in the Rochester market, 833-FIN-GUYS, and here 633-1515. We are going to be talking a little bit of money. You've got a required minimum distribution workshop that you're going to be doing December 4th in our office, Charlie, and I want to talk more about that. You know, specifically what that is. The show here, we're going to gear this show towards folks who are, you know, in that position of, let's say, 59 and above, right? Correct. Because, you know, that's when you are eligible to take your required minimum distribution. So I definitely want to, you know, make sure that we're going to include all those people. We're going to talk about strategies to maximize your distribution. If you're not using your distribution, what to do with that distribution. We definitely have a jam-packed show. Mike Hayflick's going to call in, talk a little bit about Social Security. The other Spiraza, Mike Spiraza, is going to call in a little bit here and talk about property casualty and insuring your boat and your home. So jam-packed show if you want to hop on board. Again, 803-0930-930. I'd love to hear your thoughts, by the way. This was the Lancaster School Board met separate meeting this morning and terminated a school physician that denied a female the right to wrestle in JV. And again, to me, my opinion, and this is an opinion talk show, my opinion is it's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. We got different parts. I'm okay with starting a girls' wrestling team, right? I'm okay with starting a girls' hockey team. I'm okay with all that. I just don't think boys and girls should be wrestling together. I think it puts the boy in a very, very awkward and weird position. And if I had a son, I wouldn't want it. 803-0930-930. By the way, in Chicago, they're actually now letting boys and girls dress together in the bathrooms. True story. This is I'll find the article here somewhere. I printed it out, but there was a school district. I think it's Palatine High School or Palatine High School in out of Chicago now says it's okay for a transgender to decide on which locker room they'd like to undress themselves in. So now we're appeasing 0.002 of the population. Accommodating 0.002 of the population and making, let's say, 50 to 90% of the population in these school districts uncomfortable. I got to be honest with you. There's not a chance in hell that I would allow my daughters in a school where somebody with different body parts could come in and undress next to them. I mean, this is 2019, folks. This is 2019. Welcome to 2019. And the disease of left-wing liberalism. All right, before the break here, I wanted to bring up Mike Spiraza, and we'll talk a little bit about some of the things that he's been doing to help our clients when it comes to property casualty insurance. Is Mike on the line with us?
Hey, guys, how are you?
How are you, buddy?
Hey, Mike.
So you have, a lot of people don't realize, we've departmentalized our office. We have a number of different departments that range from Social Security planning, estate planning, college planning. You know, the list goes on and on. One of those departments is property casualty. And when I say property casualty, a lot of times people go, what the heck is property casualty? Well, we have an independent arm led by Mike Spiraza that can shop over 25 different companies to find you the best rate, right? So tell us some success stories, Mike.
So I got a couple the last couple weeks. You've had a good couple weeks here. I had a client of yours actually come in. He had state minimum insurance. He was paying about $2,000 a year. What state minimum is, the lowest limits you can drive with in the state of New York, it's $25,000, $50,000 liability. We ended up getting him 10 times that coverage and added a renter's policy, saved him about $700 a year on that. Same week, we had another client come in with the same company, 20 years, auto, home, and umbrella package. Again, we increased coverage and saved them about $650 on a $2,500 policy. So a ton of savings there and actually increasing the coverage, not just the same coverage they had, right, or less.
I've been saying give you 14 minutes and let you shop 25 different companies. But the key is the shopping the companies, right? And the other key to that is, and it's funny, and I've shared the story with our listeners a bunch of times, but Glenn was laughing because Glenn was at the same insurance company for a long time. You helped him, shopped for him with his boat and his automobiles and his homeowners. And the company came back after and said, oh, we would have reduced it.
Yeah.
And
that's
like,
always
well,
the fact.
Why didn't you tell me that? But, you know, what you always say is, well, you know, the, shouldn't the agent be on top of that? I mean, you know, shouldn't the agent be reviewing this? If you know XYZ insurance company is now increasing their rates, if you're independent like you are, you can shop the other 20-something companies and look for a better deal, right?
Well, I actually, you know, two things on reviewing coverage. I actually had a client call or was in the office the other day and said, well, if I just go back to my guy, he can do this, can he? I said, well, of course he can, but where has he been the last 15 years that he hasn't done it?
Yeah, why didn't he? And what is he going to do next year or 2 years from now when it goes, you know, goes up again, right?
And one last thing about reviewing coverage. I mentioned this. I wanted to just bring this up. A good friend of mine came to me 2 weeks ago, and he said, hey, you might quote me. I want to see if I can save a couple bucks. So I did. I reviewed everything with him, reviewed his coverages, and I ended up finding out after reviewing it, he's been driving without comprehensive and collision for two years and had no idea. He had a $12,000 loan on the car, so if he would have gotten in an accident, you know, he's upside down $12,000 if the car's totaled. He had no idea, 2 years, no comprehensive, no collision. Obviously, we fixed him up. We added those coverages. Got him actually paying around the same as what he was paying without it. But, I mean, you know, that's a huge, huge issue if he gets in an accident there.
Mike?
For his vehicle. Yep.
Where was the bank on this? Were they asleep at the wheel? I mean, usually they're all over that when there's no collision and comp.
Could have been. Cars are a little different sometimes in the home. You know, the homeowners or the bank usually is all over that on the home end. Sometimes auto can slip through the cracks. Again, though, that is why it's so important, even every year, to just talk to your agent or broker and make sure you're reviewing the coverages you have and making sure you have everything you need.
Yeah, find a qualified, independent expert such as yourself. All right, buddy, appreciate the time. And if you need our team, if you're in Buffalo, 633-1515. If you're out in the Rochester area, 833-FIN-GUYS, 833-FIN-GUYS. Appreciate that, Mr. Spiraza, and we will talk to you during the week. I'll see you Monday, buddy.
Absolutely. Have a great show, guys.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break here on the Financial Guys Radio Network. We're going to be talking with Charlie Spiraza. This is the place, by the way, where money meets politics. We have a lot of fun with this show. We do manage money Monday through Friday. Use us as a resource. Again, 633-1515, local here in Western New York, in our Rochester office now, 833-FIN-GUYS, and we have independent experts out there, and some of our experts go back and forth as well. So use our Rochester office, 833-FIN-GUYS, and Western New York, 633-1515. By the way, if you have an IRA account and you're being forced to take your distribution, you think, should I take my distribution? We're going to talk more about that throughout the show, but Charlie will also be doing an RMD maximization workshop December 4th at 6:15 in our office. We get you in and out of there in an hour. So if you're not sure what you need to do or should be doing with your required minimum distribution or how to maximize it, I'd encourage you to attend that workshop, 633-1515. And for those of you on the Rochester market, you're welcome as well. But drive in. Have some dinner out in the Buffalo area and join us at our flagship office, 305 Spindrift. Again, 833-FIN-GUYS out there, 633-1515. If you want to hop on board, I'd love to hear your opinion, by the way, on this. Lancaster School Board terminates a school physician that denied a young lady the right to wrestle boys this morning. 803-0930, star 930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. We'll be back here on the Financial Guys Radio Network. Alrighty, welcome back. Financial Guys Radio Network, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle. We are the Financial Guys. And we have a lot of fun with this show. Monday through Friday, we do manage money. This is the place where money meets politics. If you need us throughout the week, folks, here in Western New York, 633-1515. And Rochester, 833-FIN-GUYS, 833-FIN-GUYS. Charlie Spiraza in studio with me, and we're going to be talking about required minimum distributions and what you need to do when you turn 70 and a half, but really what you should be doing at 59 and a half we'll be talking about as well. Before that, let's go out to... Joe in East Aurora. Can we fit Joe in here before we go over to Mr. Spiraza. Joe, how are you, buddy? Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. Best ever.
Hey, I may have got mixed up here a little bit, but Mike, I had a question for your insurance guy.
Oh, well, let's, we'll shoot it. And if not, we got his father in the hot studio with us here, so we'll just text him and get it. But what was the question?
Well, the question is, it's a kind of a hypothetical question, you know, if you know what I mean. So you got teenagers driving, okay? New drivers, you know, just getting their license and whatnot. And, you know, I've had, you know, quite a few vehicles insured. Is it my obligation to tell them, the insurance company, of, you know, if somebody's a new driver or anything to that effect? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because here's the spot you put yourself in. You know that the driver's there. They get into an accident. You didn't tell them. The insurance company has the right to say, okay, well, you didn't tell us, so the claim, I'm going to make up a number. The claim was $3,000, but because you should have been paying $600 more, we're going to reduce the claim accordingly. And then they'll most likely drop you. So you do want to be upfront with them. Yes, it does cost more money, but you're protecting yourself by doing that. They're aware of it, and you're going to protect yourself in the long run.
We're
going to raise it, though.
Yep.
Be prepared. Yeah, be prepared. I mean, and that's, you know, it's funny. That's one of the things that Mike has been helping a lot of folks out with, because they get sticker shock when they realize, holy cow, on the same policy I've had, I'm now adding on my son or daughter, and it's a big number.
I'm still in shock.
All right. Does that help you out, Joe?
Yeah, I appreciate it. I try to save a couple bucks when you can, man.
Absolutely. Hey, will you take my poll? Should the Lancaster School Board allow? Should they have terminated this physician that denied a female the right to wrestle boys?
I think she should have had a chance. You know?
To wrestle the boys?
Yeah. Well,
you do.
To me, if she could compete, you know, as long as they're not saying, hey, well, she got beat because she's a girl, you know, hey.
Yeah, see, I don't deny that she could compete. I mean, there's women out there that are strong. I mean, some of these gymnast girls are
I know a girl
ridiculously strong. I think it really puts the boys in a very awkward position, right?
Yeah.
To me.
Wrestling is a kind of close contact sport, you know what I mean?
It is. I mean, you know, you start out by putting your arm around the other, you know, player's waist. I mean, you know, I don't know. To me, if I had a son and that son was into wrestling, I don't, but if I had a son and that son was into wrestling, he said, okay, now you got to go up against a girl at that age.
Yeah.
I just think it's really inappropriate. I don't know. I don't understand why we just can't have boys and girls,
teams.
I'm all for, by the way, a girls wrestling team. They want to wrestle? God bless them. Let's have a wrestle-off.
I know a girl that competes in like shot puts and stuff like that in college, right?
Yep.
I mean, high-level college. And what she's going against now is the guys that want to be a girl so they can compete.
Yeah.
There we go.
And they pose themselves whether they want to be a girl or, you know, how that is.
Yeah, I think, you know what, here's the thing, though. I think we can use our brain as human beings and say, look, there's certain sports where I think it would be okay. I really do. I mean, I don't think it's black or white. I don't think it's, well, you know, there's no way that boys and girls can compete against each other. No, they can compete against each other. I just think this is one of the sports that they shouldn't. That's just, you know, maybe call me old school. I don't think a 13-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl should be rolling around on a mat together.
Not like.
Maybe it's because I have a 12-year-old girl.
Whatever.
Right? I mean, and look, I wouldn't want my 12-year-old girl going up against 12-year-old boys. But if they thought that was appropriate, I just think it puts the boys in a really awkward situation. Love to hear more about this, by the way. Thanks for the call, Joe.
Yep.
I'd love to hear your opinion throughout the show on this. You know, should the Lancaster School Board have terminated a school physician that denied a female the right to wrestle boys? And in Chicago, by the way, Chicago High School prepares to let boys in girls' locker rooms. So that's where we're going now with this, folks. The transgender community, 0.002%, is now dressing. You got male body parts. You can now dress with the girls in certain schools in Chicago. We got a few minutes here, Mr. Spiraza. Tell me about You know, required minimum distributions. I turn 70 and a half. The government wants my money, right?
Automatic. So, I mean, there's a set number. So what they'll do is they'll look at December 31st. We'll just say today's December 31st. I've got $400,000 on my account. I am now 70 and a half. You're going to be required to take out $10,960.
Yeah, so some people are, you know, some people, first of all, just don't use it, right? I mean,
right.
Yeah, and you know, it's what they're, I see a lot of times is they're like, I don't need to touch it. I don't want to touch it. Well, you got to touch it. And then they just throw it in the savings account earning zero, right?
Right. Well, or they put in another investment, pay tax on the tax that they just paid. Now that money they start to pay tax on.
Yeah.
And the question becomes, what is it that you're doing with that money? Why are you saving it? What is the reason? You already have it. You don't need it now. What makes you think you're going to need it in the future? So the answer stands, well, I want to pass it on to my children. So if that's the case, you want to really pass money on to your children? Take the $10,960 and go buy a $500,000 policy. Now you're passing tax-free money on to your children, if that's really your goal.
Yeah. So I think the first step is, look, when you get into this phase of either wanting to or needing to or having to take out money out of your IRA account, let's sit down and come up with a plan as to what your real true goal is, right? I mean, don't just take it. Let's say, let's put down and map out a plan and a roadmap to say, here's what we think we should do, right? Here's what we want to do. Here's our goals and objectives with this money. Yeah, we're going to use it because we need it to offset our Social Security and pensioner. No, we're not going to use it. All right, well, do we want to leave a legacy? Is that important to us? Do we want to leave more money to our children, right?
You know, Mike, I'm doing this 40 years, and you know, every situation becomes a little different. Sometimes you shouldn't wait to 70 and a half. Your lowest point of income is when you retire. There is no income.
Yeah.
That might be a better time to start to take some of it before, you know, you start with the Social Security. I mean, there's different scenarios for everybody.
Yeah. You know, we're going to also have Mike Hayflick join us for a little bit and talk about Social Security. And I thought it was important because we're going to talk about Social Security blended with taking your required minimum distribution. Look, you got the Financial Guys Radio Network. It's the place where money meets politics. We'll be back. Need us throughout the week, folks. 833-FIN-GUYS out in Rochester, 633-1515 here in Buffalo, New York, in Williamsville, New York. We'll be back. Welcome back. Financial Guys Radio Network, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle. We are the Financial Guys. This is the place where money meets politics, and we have a ton of fun with this show. Monday through Friday, we manage money. If you're in Williamsville, New York, 305 Spindrift, our flagship office, and out in Rochester, 833-FIN-GUYS out there if you'd like a complimentary consultation. By the way, we have independent Medicare reps, so tis the season for that. If you need help with your Medicare, please use us as a resource. Again, 833-FIN-GUYS out in Rochester. And, of course, here in Western New York, 633-1515. Go to our website, by the way, for all our social media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, our podcast, and gaining more and more popularity, our podcast. And, of course, you can find us on radio.com app and iHeartRadio as well. We are talking a little money today. We're talking about protecting your money and passing it on to the next generation. Charlie Spiraza in studio with us. And Charlie is an expert in estate planning and really, I would say, IRA maximization strategies. So if you have a required minimum distribution, you need to take money out of your IRA. Not sure what to do with it, how to maximize the money you're leaving to the next generation. Charlie is the man. He's got a workshop, by the way, in our 305 Spindrift office in Amherst on December 4th at 6:15. If you're interested in attending that, 633-1515. You can also register on our website. So 633-1515. And you're welcome to come in from the Rochester area as well, 833-FIN-GUYS, if you want to drive in and spend a little time with us. Where do we? Oh, here. So here, by the way, here's the article, Charlie, on out of Illinois, the Palatine School District, located to the northwest of Chicago, has brought the transgender bathroom wars back into the spotlight. The school board voted this week by a 5-2 margin to allow transgender students to use the locker rooms, showers, and other facilities of their chosen gender. Yeah, this won't be abused. The policy is expected to go into effect this upcoming January. So something to look forward to if your son or your daughter, really, for the most of the time, your daughter goes to this school. They could be now changing in the locker room next to somebody with different body parts than them just because they think they're a woman. That's where we are, folks. 2019 going into 2020. Love to know your opinion on this Lancaster School Board, which terminated the school physician that denied a young lady the right to wrestle boys. Again, 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, 803-0930, *930.
Hey, Mike, in Chicago, so can you switch sides whenever you're feeling it? Or
I guess so. Yeah, I guess so. Just whatever day, yeah. I mean, if you feel like today you're a female,
all right.
Apparently, I don't know if there's got to be appropriate attire, or you can just decide that today you feel like a female and you can walk in. Yeah.
Wow. And who regulates this? Nobody.
Yeah. Well, let's actually welcome the mom, Danielle. Danielle from Lancaster is on the hotline here. Danielle, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Appreciate you calling in.
Good, how are you?
I'm great.
Lost all my voice from talking to all the media.
I can imagine.
Left at all.
So your daughter's a great wrestler, I heard, right? That's my understanding.
Yes, she is.
So tell us your thoughts. You called in.
Yep, my thoughts are Dr. Terranova. I was just at the board meeting. We finally fired him. I knew he was sexist from the beginning when my daughter started the process. But I finally
what makes him sexist, though? I mean, to me, I don't feel like I'm sexist, but I feel like, you know, if I had a son, I just think it would put him in a very uncomfortable position.
With wrestling, correct. But when my
goes out, I mean, I wouldn't want my son to be in that position, right?
But, right, absolutely. But,
and I think, I just think that, you know, I think my son might feel like he might accidentally touch a girl inappropriately. And I think that puts my son, I don't have a son, but I think that would put my son in a very inappropriate position. Let me ask you, why couldn't we have a girls wrestling team?
Why can't we? Because there's not enough girls around.
But couldn't we build that? I mean, wouldn't that be something that we should strive to build up and have girls wrestle girls and boys wrestle boys? I don't deny, by the way, it seems like your daughter is a very good wrestler.
Are you going to let me talk? Or are you?
No, I'll let you talk, sure.
Oh, okay, then fine. St. Mary's, right down the street from Lancaster High School, is trying to build an all-girls school or all-girls wrestling team. But until there's enough girls to have a full wrestling girls team, I have to travel to different states so my daughter can compete against girls.
Yeah.
So she has to wrestle boys around here. And when she wrestles the boys, they're very tough on her. They don't go out there and think when they're wrestling where they're putting their hands. They want the title as bad as my daughter does.
Mm-hmm.
And for what I'm talking about, Dr. Terranova being sexist, because on the piece of paper he wrote on my daughter's Tanner scoring is girls do not compete in boys' sports in Lancaster schools. I've been fighting him since August on this. But until I got the news involved, Lancaster didn't want to do anything about this.
Mm-hmm.
But now, he is now fired, thank God, and there is a new doctor that's going to examine my daughter in Lancaster.
Have any of the other parents spoken out that have boys?
Yes, absolutely. If you go on Channel 7, if you go on Channel 2, you go, actually, she just made national news. If you go on CNN... If you go on, it just keeps lingering and lingering. Spectrum was there this morning. It's national news now, so you could probably go to any of those sites.
It's not national news because she's a wrestler. It's natural. It's news because somebody got terminated for using that word, the word, the sexist part, and that's really the hidden message here. Somebody got booted for it, and look, I think I agree with Mike. If my son was a wrestler, I'd have an issue with it because I'm in today's society, you look at somebody funny and right away they want to come after you.
Right.
This is a wrestling match, and you know this is going to happen.
That's
so
right.
you're actually bringing it on. And I agree with you, Mike. I'm
you forfeit the match and you lose because you don't want to touch a girl inappropriate.
Right, but what you just said, I don't want to touch a girl inappropriately. I don't, right? And in the workplace, we're telling boys and men, don't touch girls, don't even talk to girls inappropriately.
Well,
but now we're saying, okay, because one girl wants to wrestle, that it's okay to touch a girl inappropriately. I'm confused.
It's not one girl. Not one girl.
No, you just said that you're having trouble finding other girls to wrestle. And now what you're saying is, that's not true. There's other girls to wrestle. I just don't feel like driving across town.
In Lancaster. Do you know any knowledge about wrestling whatsoever? Do you have any background on it?
I'm not a professional wrestler, no.
Right.
My guess is that most of the parents that have children in the district that wrestle probably don't know a lot about wrestling. I know a lot of my buddies that wrestled when I was in high school. Yeah, their parents would show up to the match, but I wouldn't say they were experts in wrestling. Nor do I think I need to have an opinion to say that if I had a 13-year-old boy, I wouldn't want him wrestling on a mat with a 13-year-old girl.
And that's fine. Everybody has their own opinion, and everybody's not going to agree on it.
I agree, by the way. I absolutely agree, by the way. That's why, you know, a lot of times our shows are pretty heated, and I don't think this one needs to be. It's an opinion talk show, and my opinion is, if I had a 13-year-old boy, I would not want to put him in a position to have to wrestle a girl. I wouldn't. And unfortunately, if my son was a hardworking son lifting weights, working his butt off to be a great athlete and moving his way up the ladder, he might say, I don't feel comfortable and have to take steps back because he's been put in a position to wrestle a girl. I think girls should wrestle girls. Boys should wrestle boys.
Yeah, and that's your opinion. But for right now, there's, like I said, there's not enough girls around here to form a team for all girls. So what she has to do is she has to compete with the boys. I'm not going to stop her from it.
Right, but so somebody has to lose their job because of it. See, that's the downside. Yeah. Somebody lost their job just because they didn't agree with it either.
His job. Because, you know what, if his opinion... He wrote on that piece of paper. He should have thought about that in his head instead of writing it on that sheet of paper.
He wrote on a piece of paper that girls and boys have separate teams.
It's sport.
That's not a lie. That's the truth. My daughter played girls volleyball this year.
Right.
That's not him being sexist, is what you've said. That's him telling the truth.
Think about that.
That's him telling the truth, though.
Do we say anything about boys being cheerleaders?
I guess we don't. As far as I know, when boys are cheerleading, they're not wrestling and putting themselves in a position of being in an awkward spot with a girl. I don't think so.
They're holding them up in mounts. They're holding up in mounts. They could be looking up their skirt.
Yeah.
You can be looking up a skirt when you're sitting in your chair. I mean, but...
Is that okay for your 13-year-old to hold up a girl?
I think it's very different when you're on a mat wrestling around with the other sex, as opposed to saying you're going to hop on my shoulders. Should a boy do that? No. And I think there's I certainly think there are sports, by the way, that boys and girls can do together. I personally don't think wrestling is one of them. I just don't.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's very easy to inappropriately touch somebody's chest. That's different when two men are wrestling around, right? I don't think a boy and a girl should be on the same mat together.
Well, that is your opinion, sir.
I appreciate the call.
Yep. Bye.
All right. 803-0930-930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. The boy is being forced to basically forfeit the match if he doesn't believe in this. I don't agree with it. Love to hear your opinion, by the way. And again, I think we can have different opinions on this. I really do. 803-0930-930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. Let's take a quick break. I definitely want to get to, Charlie, some of the stuff we'll talk about when it comes to required minimum distributions and taking money out of your IRA accounts. We'll do that on the other side of the break here. Financial Guys Radio Network, real quick break. We'll be back. If you want to hop on board, 1-800-616-9236. Star 930 if you're locally here. And you've got the Financial Guys Radio Network. We'll be back. Alrighty, welcome back. Financial Guys Radio Network, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, the place where money meets politics. We have a lot of fun with this show, folks. We do manage money for a living. If you want to use this as a resource, again, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, all of our social media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, our podcast. And I'd like to say that I know all of it, but I know we do all of it. I just don't know exactly where it all is. We've got folks like Kelsey and Rochelle in our office that keep us on track and try to get us to understand some of that stuff. Again, if you need us throughout the week, at our Rochester office, by the way, 833-FIN-GUYS here in Western New York, 305 Spindrift. We have a 30,000 square foot of different departments, and that's what makes us not only different, but I think an asset to the community. We're one of the very few places where you can go in and get help with your auto and homeowners. You can make sure your Medicare is in the right spot, which is tis the season for Medicare, so you can make sure your Medicare is in the right spot, and you can get your investment planning done with certified folks, whether it's certified Social Security claiming strategists, certified divorce planners, certified college planning experts, chartered financial analysts, registered investment advisors, certified financial planners, and we work as a team. So use us as a resource. Again, 833-FIN-GUYS out in Rochester, here in Western New York, 633-1515, and it's the Financial Guys Radio Network. Charlie Sparazza in studio with us. We are going to get to required minimum distributions and pulling some of your money out at whatever it is, age 70 and a half, you have to do it. 59 and a half, you can do it. Before we hit the phone lines, and I know we've got a jam-packed lineup here. The Lancaster School Board, by the way, this morning, terminated a school physician that denied a young lady the right to wrestle. The mom called in, and I know she's really passionate. Like the mom wants her daughter. The daughter obviously is a good wrestler. Obviously wants to wrestle. I get it. She wants to support her daughter. You know, she was talking about, comparing that to cheerleading. To me, that's a stretch. My daughter's cheerlead. And when a cheerleader gets up on a boy's shoulders, as far as I know, they're always wearing pants, some kind of protective gear. She said, well, is it appropriate to look up, look up and see body parts of a young girl? No, it's not appropriate, but I got to tell you, my daughter cheerleads, and we put her in the appropriate outfits. And if she was to hop on somebody's shoulder to do a mount, I'm a cheerleading dad. I know what this means. A mount. If I caught the young man looking up up there, I would say, I would want him obviously out of the place. I would want him kicked out. But we also dress our daughter appropriately when it comes to wrestling. I don't know how you dress somebody appropriately for that.
You can't,
right? The fact of the matter is we have different body parts. I heard somebody say to me this morning, I was talking, I had a conversation. They said, well, it's equal. We should all be equal. Okay, well, if it's equal, then why don't we change the girls' bathrooms to all urinals? Why don't we make the girls stand when they pee? Well, that wouldn't be fair. Why not? It's equal.
Yeah.
Fact of the matter is we were built with different body parts, and we need to treat it like that. Before we go back to the phone lines, and I promise all of you on the phone lines, we'll give you all the opportunity you want, and we'll get to your calls. Mike Hayflick on the line. And Mike's a certified Social Security claiming strategist. And, Mike, you work a lot with Charlie on developing and maximizing strategies. And Kelsey's just laughing at me. She says, turn your phone off. It keeps beeping. Sorry about that, Kelsey. But you guys work together a lot. Mr. Hayflick, I appreciate you calling in. And it's funny because as I was talking to Charlie about some topics to talk about for the show, one of the things Charlie said was, hey, maybe you don't have to wait, or maybe you shouldn't wait to 70 and a half to take money out of your IRA account. And then I was talking to Mike Hayflick, and Mike said, hey, Charlie and I have done strategies in the past, and we've helped folks that didn't wait to 70 and a half. So, Mr. Hayflick, I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, happy to be on, guys. And Absolutely. And one of the things that I find in working with people on trying to optimize Social Security benefits is that in some cases it is a wise thing to use up some of that tax deferred, I often call it tax infested savings that people have saved. And I know that might sound bad, but let's face it, CPAs, tax preparers, every year, the way that they get the accolades is how much did we save you in taxes this year? And what we find is you're kicking the can down the road, and eventually, as Charlie said earlier, the government comes and says, listen, you've got all this tax-deferred money in these old 401ks, maybe they're now in IRAs. It's time to start paying the government, right? Federal and state governments in some cases. And so I often find in trying to optimize people's Social Security benefits, it actually is a wise decision to start taking some of that tax-deferred money out, spending it, moving it into non-qualified accounts, and actually try to reduce what the RMD implications will be later.
Yeah. Now, Charlie, how do they maximize those types of strategies? I mean, you know, especially when it comes to a lot of folks don't need it. They'll say, look, I'm living on my Social Security. I'm living on my pension. I'm good.
And again, and if they don't need it now, they're not going to need it in the future. So what is it that you're trying to do with it? And that's the question I'll always ask. What do you want to happen to it? And they tell me I'm going to give it to my children. Okay. Well, if you're going to give it to the children, if you can give them $300, why don't you give them $800? They said, how do I do that? And then we go into some of the process. But here's an interesting point Mike made. If you're $400,000 at 70.5, you got to take out 10.9. If you reduced it prior to that, say you started taking money out at 65, maybe I only got $300. Now I only have to take out $8,200. So I'm going to reduce my overall taxes. I mean, all of this has to be done with a professional. And you've got to coordinate these things. It's not just, okay, do this and don't worry about that. You have to look at all of the buckets and see which is the best way to maximize both from a tax perspective and what shall I do with the money. I'm either going to save it, spend it, or give it away.
I love that, Charlie. Charlie's like a super intelligent guy. We all know that. He's been in this business for decades. But he also has a great way of just bringing up the obvious. And a lot of times the advisors that we all work with, they'll say, geez, I just don't know. I don't know if they need this or need that. And Charlie says, ask them. Ask them what they want to do. One of the simplest things you could do is just simply ask the questions and let people respond. But anyway, here's another thing that happens when we do try to optimize Social Security benefits. That whole plan that we've put together often gets torpedoed because they have so much tax-deferred wealth at 70.5 that they end up really not getting all the tax efficiencies that we hoped for. So in our plans, and Charlie, I love the use of the buckets, I'll often say, you've got this big pile of capital. What are you going to do with that big pile of capital? What's the least amount of capital you need to guarantee the income that you and your wife or spouse in this, you know, whatever case, wants for their retirement? And then we start to actually make objectives for all of the parts of that wealth or capital. I think this is something I also find. Many advisors are so excited. They're really into the whole accumulation phase. They all like to talk about how's the market doing, what are interest rates now, how much have we earned you in your portfolios. They often don't think at all about someone's income retirement planning. They don't think, how am I going to get my clients to maintain that capital? How am I going to get the wealth to do the right things for them in retirement? And that's where I think income specialists like myself, Ron Reinstein, and the really growing network across the country of people like us are doing for people.
Yeah, and especially working as a team and, you know, departmentalizing as we've done. You know, Charlie, I've seen you take estates where, you know, maybe it's a couple, husband and wife, and they've got a few $100,000 and their intentions are to leave it to their kids. But by maximizing the right strategies, so taking that RMD out at the right time, working in conjunction with Mike Hayflick, understanding how to take Social Security, right? What is the optimal mix of when to take Social Security, but then how to pull it out of your portfolio, and then what to do with that required minimum distribution. And it's amazing when you start to look at some of the financial planning software that we have in our office, the difference can be, it blows my mind. I mean, you talk about sometimes a couple who struggles to meet their income needs, and then the next couple, by just same exact assets, but by just setting up the strategy the right way, they're not only do they have excess capital, as Mike Hayflick calls it, but now they have an opportunity to work with you to pass an even bigger legacy on to the kids, the grandchildren, right? And you know, then it becomes, you know, how long do you want your family to remember you?
Like forever and ever and a day. And, you know, you say something important. It's not just that you're going to pass it on to your children. What in the event you wind up in a nursing home? You could destroy your whole plan just because you didn't have a plan.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah. Mike, we're up. We got about a minute left. Any final thoughts here, buddy? I appreciate you calling in, helping us out.
Oh, yeah. You know, one more thing on this. I think that people across the country, not only here in Western New York, Rochester area, across the country, a lot of people have been told, you haven't saved enough. You need to do better. Like, we get beat up about that. So I think a lot of people have forgotten that legacy planning might be even in the cards for them. What Charlie and I are able to do is make it possible for you to leave a legacy to your family. A lot of people think there's no way I could do it, and we find ways to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Appreciate it, Mike. And I think you're going to call in the next hour for a few minutes as well, right?
Yeah. I'll catch up with you later.
All right. 833-FIN-GUYS, by the way, if you're out in the Rochester market, 833-FIN-GUYS here in Western New York, 633 in Buffalo, New York, 633-1515, Williamsville, 305 Spindrift, our flagship office. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at FINGUYS. And go to our website for all our social media and our podcasts. We are also on the radio.com app or on iHeartRadio. Find us everywhere. And every single day and week, Glenn and I are learning more and more about this whole social media thing because it's complex. It's as complex as retirement planning sometimes to figure out what network and where to find us. But certainly use us as a resource, folks. All right. We come back on the other side of the break. We're going to hit your phone calls. I've been asking the question, what are your thoughts on should girls be able to wrestle? Lancaster School Board terminated a school physician that denied a girl the right to wrestle the boys this morning. And love to know your opinion on it. Again, 803-0930-930. We'll be back. Radio Financial Guys Radio Network.
The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
We're not going to make America great again.
The Financial Guys was
never that great.
It's time to talk money.
We have not reached greatness.
It's the Financial Guys radio program.
We will reach greatness.
It's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
When every American is fully engaged.
To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free 1-800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930. Now, live from the WBEN studios, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. Place where money meets politics, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle. Glenn actually out hunting a deer, so let's... Actually, he's already gotten two or three of them, and each and every season I say the same thing. I'm very fortunate that I get to eat some of his deer, but I don't have to sit out in the freezing cold and catch it or shoot it or whatever you do. So I guess shoot it. So, hopefully he gets another one so I can get some more steaks. So I'm crossing my fingers. And making sure, by the way, prayers go out to everybody out there hunting. You know, make sure you're safe. Use your head. And most of our hunters I know have done the safety courses and are the safest around when it comes to their rifles and what they need. And you know, making sure things are good. So again, let's cross my fingers that our business partner Glenn gets a good deer and I can eat some of it. And if you're up in the stand, Glenn, I like the jerky. I like when he mixes it with the cheese. That's the best. In studio with me, Charlie Sparazza. Charlie, an estate planning and really a required minimum distribution maximization expert. And by the way, we've got a workshop December 4th at our flagship office, 305 Spindrift. If you would like to pop in and join us for an hour, we start at 6:15. I know that's a weird time, but we find that with the traffic and everything, it gives time for folks to settle in. 6:15, and we get you in another within an hour, and then we talk about strategies to maximize that required minimum distribution from your IRA. Let's go back to the phones if we can. I'm going to try to go in order here. Let's welcome Tim in Newfane. How are you, Tim? Thanks for patiently holding. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I got to tell you guys, you're missing the big picture here. Let me first explain something to you. I was a boxer back in the day, and I would much rather go against a street fighter in a fight than a wrestler with the wrestling team that we had, because we had a great coach in wrestling. He knew everything. He turned all those guys into experts.
Yeah.
And my best friend, one of my best friends who was an all-state champion wrestler, he told me there was many a time, and this is going against a great wrestler too. He could have broken their arms. He could have injured them, but held back out of sportsmanship. There was a few guys on that team that were unhinged. Now, you make them go against a girl, they're liable to impose those injuries on them. You don't want to mess with a wrestler who's an expert. I'm telling you.
No, I agree with you. But, you know, I think some of these moms are saying, look, my daughter's strong enough to take him, right? I don't agree with that, by the way. I don't think they should be anywhere on the same mat anywhere. But I also think there's a big deal, and it's very awkward, and it puts, if I had a son, in a very, very poor position, right? I mean, in the workplace, we're telling men, you should not even make a joke to the opposite sex. But now we're saying, how dare you not let my 13-year-old girl wrestle around with a boy? I mean, to me, I don't, it just seems outrageous. I don't know. I mean, maybe call me old school, but if I have a son, I don't want to put him in that position. I don't. We have different body parts. I don't want him to feel like, oh, my gosh, I can't make this move because I might, you know, hit her breast, or I might do something inappropriate. I mean, it's totally it puts the male wrestler to me in a very, very awkward position. And I don't think it's appropriate. I just don't. I think, let's start a girls wrestling team. The mom actually called in. She said, yeah, there's not a lot of girls in Lancaster, but there's girls in other places. Well, guess what? You might have to take a ride. Sorry about that, right? I mean, so maybe we got to wrestle girls from – actually, I thought the whole deal was, because when I played high school sports, I thought the deal was as you played other schools. So they're saying, there's not enough wrestlers in Lancaster. Well, there's you. Is there one in St. Mary's? Is there a girl in St. Mary's? Is there a girl at Depew that might want to go? West Seneca West, West Seneca East? I don't know. I thought that was the deal.
I agree with Tim on that one because, yeah, you'll get some that are really into the sport, and they're going to do whatever they've got to do.
Absolutely.
And that's an issue. That's
no doubt.
And then the guy loses his job on top of it. That's really got me stuck.
Yep. Yeah. No. Agree with you, Tim.
Well, what they got to understand is in upper body strength, the male has the superior advantage. That's the fact. So I think they're crazy. I really do.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's certain – and by the way, I'm not saying that this is an all-or-nothing deal. I think there are sports that we can compete together, right? A pool, golf. I mean, maybe even a basketball or something like that where, you know, yeah, there might be a little bummy, but you're not going to – wrestling is a sport that is very intimate, and you are on top of each other, not whether you like it or not, touching each other, and if it's boys and girls, I would say inappropriately at that age. Hey, thanks for the call, Tim.
Yep.
All right, buddy. We'll see you. If you want to hop on board, 1-800-616-9236. And Charlie Spraz in studio with us, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle Financial Guys. This is the place, by the way, where money meets politics. We have a lot of fun with this show. If you think like us, use this as a resource. By the way, in the news this week, did you see, not to switch gears here for a second, Charlie, but did you see Tesla? this is nice. Rich, man. They claim they had a pickup truck with bulletproof glass. And so they set up this demo, right? It was the grand, you know, let's roll it out on the stage and let's show you how cool this truck is. They threw a metal ball at the window and it smashed the window.
Yeah, so it's bulletproof. It's not bowling ball proof.
It was supposed to be bulletproof. They throw a metal ball and it smashes. So then they get the bright idea to say, well, let's do the other window. Something must be wrong. Well, that one smashes as well, right?
Excellent.
Unreal. Unreal. It's almost like Chris Cuomo this week, Fredo, who
had his mother on the phone.
Yeah, it was awesome. He said, well, Trump, you know, says he couldn't hear a third party conversation. So he should have. I mean, Chris, look at, let me let you in a little secret. If you're going to do something like this, call your mom first and give her a little heads up. Right. I'm just saying, I like, just give her some heads up. So out of nowhere, calls his mom and says, Mom, I'm going to put you on speaker. I'm going to have this conversation. And she couldn't hear a thing. Yeah. Couldn't hear a thing. Yeah. Couldn't hear a thing.
Yeah,
like, Mom, I can't hear you, Chris.
I saw that.
What are you talking about? Yeah. Like, unreal. So I found Chris, by the way, Fredo will be working for Tesla, I think, within the next few years if the whole CNN thing doesn't work out. So what a joke. Unreal. Just prove Trump's point.
Yep.
Like, prove Trump's point. His mother. You couldn't make that up. You can't make up, by the way. You really can't. Like, if you said, I'm like, no way. That must have been a spoof, right? Like, Tesla must have rolled out the first model and said, let me show you what a normal window would do if a rock went at it. And the next model's on its way. By the way, for those of you who go online and can check this out, Tesla rolled it out in fire-breathing, flaming, 18-foot flames coming off the stage, right? It's amazing to me that these guys, they can claim to save the environment. They claim to do everything to reduce the carbon footprint, unless it's them. Like, you know, they got gas-guzzling flames, 18-foot flames to kick off their brand-new truck. And like everything else at Tesla, by the way, because the inventory's been a mess, their sales have been a mess. Why in the world Wall Street is giving them any money is beyond me, but why not have this brand-new pickup truck be a miserable failure right from the get-go, just like his solar panels that we're supposed to be building downtown.
Oh, you didn't put the solar panels on yet from them? No.
I sort of thought, let me see. It would cost, let's say, $15,000 for the roof, for a brand new roof, or I could go get the new solar panels that will save me about $100 a month in electricity bill, but it's $175,000 to do the same roof.
And then you get to replace the roof after you put that on.
Yeah, so I decided to do the math as a financial guy and say, hey, probably not the most efficient.
But true.
My guess is there'll be all kinds of orders, especially like, you know, the poor and the middle class and the middle class, really, that they claim to help. My guess is there'll be lots of folks in towns like Cheektowaga with 1,000-square-foot homes that will spend, you know, 55 or 60 grand to build a new to put a new roof on. I'm sure that's exactly the target market for your product.
And they'll save $100 a month on that heat.
Yeah. I see we got some phone calls on required minimum distributions. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we will pound through the phone lines here. 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone. If you need us throughout the week, folks, we do manage money for a living. I have a lot of fun with the show. We do have a lot of fun with the show. Glenn and I, 20 years on radio, and we wanted to make sure our financial show was different. We said a long time ago, there is absolutely no way we're spending every Saturday talking about just things like standard deviation or relative dividend yield or technical analysis. I mean, our office, we have some of the most qualified, certified people on the planet. I'm not kidding you. Paul Meeks, part of our investment committee, on CNBC Squawk Box twice this week. But we got to have fun with the show, and that's what we do. If you need us throughout the week, folks, if you think like us, 833-FIN-GUYS in our Rochester office and our 30,000-square-foot flagship facility at 305 Spindrift, where we have all kinds of different classes. The next one is December 4th. Our very own Charlie Sparazza, who's here with us today, is going to talk about how to maximize your distribution out of your IRA accounts. Sign up, 633-1515, or go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. All right, Frank, let's take a quick break, buddy, and we'll be back here on the Financial Guys Radio Network. Alrighty, welcome back. Financial Guys Radio Network. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, and we are the Financial Guys. By the way, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, if you want any specific information on our podcast. We do a podcast, a weekly podcast, and you can find us on the radio.com app and iHeartRadio as well. So, do us a favor and try to reach out to us. If you really like the show, reach out to us on multiple networks so it looks like our ratings are actually better than they really are. Now, I appreciate you guys. Our listeners have been awesome, friends of ours. I consider you folks family, tuning in almost every week, some folks, and I can't thank you enough. Some housekeeping notes. Russ Thompson, Carl Palladino, David DiPietro, I'm going to try to get them in to do a show before the end of the year, so stay tuned for that. They always do an awesome job when it comes to helping us out. You know, every once in a while we try to, Glenn and I will try to play hooky at the same time. Oftentimes it's some kind of a conference that we got to go to, and those guys have always been a blessing to step up and help us whenever we needed help with. But I know they do a good job because people send me messages that say, hey, I'm really glad you're not on and Glenn's not on. Russ and Carl and Dave are on. And I'm like, I think that's a compliment. Thank you. But again, use this as a resource. By the way, out in Rochester, we have independent Medicare experts. Tis the season for that. I'm not plugging this enough. Independent Medicare experts, use them as a resource. Only got a few weeks left here to make the right decision when it comes to your Medicare. If you just want a second opinion, look, folks, understand your Medicare. People say, why do the financial guys have a Medicare arm? I've seen too many people not sign up for it the right way, not have the right plan, not know what they can do with their plan if they get sick. Most people just say, well, I had this plan where I worked. I'm just going to convert it over. That could be all well and good. Make sure you're signed up the right way so if something happens to you, you can change that plan if need be, because I've seen the difference. We had a case about a year ago where because we signed this lady up the right way, our independent experts worked with this lady, she ended up getting sick. The current plan she was on didn't cover her drugs. We were able to move her over to a different plan, and they were able to cover the drugs. It's coming out of your portfolio if not. People say, how's that a financial issue? It's a financial issue because we worry about comprehensive financial planning. That's why we have multiple departments. That's why they work together. So, again, use this as a resource. What do you want to do, Charlie? You want to go back to the phone lines here? Somebody had a question about required minimum distributions, and I want to make sure we get to them. Let's see here. Frank, if you could bring up Tim in Lancaster. He wanted to talk about required minimum distributions. And then we'll get back to some of the calls and questions about the female wrestler that actually the Lancaster School Board this morning's special meeting terminated a school physician that denied a young lady the right to wrestle boys. And look, this is an opinion talk show. And my opinion is boys and girls should not be wrestling together. We have different body parts. I don't think they should be showering together at that age or in the same bathrooms, in the same locker rooms. And I don't think they should be rolling around on a mat together at that age. I just don't think they're ready for it. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. Again, 803-0930-930. Let's welcome Tim in Lancaster. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing great. Great show, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, appreciate you holding, buddy.
So my question is concerning RMDs and Social Security. Is there a conventional or 80% wisdom that basically says if I'm in a position to start taking RMDs or distribution from a retirement account, how long should I wait? In order to, let's say, maximize my Social Security? And I understand that health considerations, average life expectancy, and all of that comes into play. But if you're a 63-year-old and you're ready to start taking Social Security, you got to get to 67 and you can maximize by 70, or, and you can hold that off to 70 and start taking money out of IRA accounts. Is there a typical wisdom to that makes more sense than another?
It may make sense for you to start taking from the IRA early on, because that way you control what you're taking out versus at 70 and a half, you have no control. It's what it is. This is what you got to take. There's no exception. So you could reduce it somewhat. So when it comes to the maximum that you got to take, not the maximum, the RMD, it may be reduced, and it may help offset some of the taxes on your Social Security. At the same time, it's probably a better question for Mike on Social Security, but the longer you let that sit, that's going to grow by 8% a year.
Yeah, the thing is, and I'm going to try to do my best to sound like Mike Hayflick, and I'm going to put the disclosure out there that I'm not a certified Social Security claiming strategist like Mike is, but I'm learning a lot from Mike. And what Mike has taught us is, look at Social Security is a much more tax-friendly vehicle, right? It's taxed at a different method and in a different manner than the income you would pull out of a retirement account or the income you would get from your paycheck, right? So you need to understand that, because it's not just about, all right, you know, should I take it or, you know, first of all, it's about understanding the tax consequences of your Social Security, right? Number one. Number two, it's also about your lifestyle. And I know Mike gets a little frustrated because there's these online calculators that will give you the break-even analysis. And I was actually at a workshop. Mike was nice enough to come down to our Florida office and help one of our advisors out on a Social Security a workshop. And I flew down with him, and we spent the evening. And somebody said, well, you know, there's all of these break-even calculators on the online. And Mike said, look, I can do a break-even analysis for you very quickly. And literally, he got the age, and within 30 seconds, he had calculated out the break-even analysis. He said, here's the only variable, right? We didn't call God, and he didn't give us the day you're going to die, right? So the break-even analysis is based on an average of when we think you're going to pass away, right? So why don't we do this? Why don't we look at how you want to live, right? How your lifestyle, what is your lifestyle, right? How does Social Security fit into that? And then how does the taxability of Social Security fit into that? Because Social Security is a tax favorable income, it oftentimes allows people to take more money earlier out of their IRA accounts at a reduced rate. So by the time they turn 70 and a half, that required minimum distribution isn't such a big distribution, right? We've been throwing out like $400,000. If you have $400,000 at 70 and a half, it's probably going to be about $14,500 that you're going to have to take out. Well, maybe if we started taking out a little earlier, knowing that Social Security was more tax friendly, yes, we would have paid taxes, but it would have been at a reduced rate. And maybe that required minimum distribution now at 70 instead of being 14,500 is only 9,000 or it's 8,000, right? So we have some, and it's not easy. You know, I think over the years, what I found is a lot of people have tried to make Social Security really simple. It's not. It's complicated. There's 2,000 something different options that you can do. And but I think you're thinking along the right lines. Like, how do we maximize it? How do we optimize it? And we need to look at everything from your lifestyle. The other part of it is, if you have a spouse, what if one of you passes away? One of those Social Securities go away, right? So oftentimes people say, I'm taking it early. And then as we run the calculations, we'll say, yeah, that works really well, unless you pass away and now you lose one of your Social Securities and your wife cannot manage the bills on that amount of money. And so there's a lot that goes into it. If you want to pop into our office, Tim, it's a complimentary consultation, and Mike can plug in all your numbers. He'll give you the break-even analysis if you want, but he'll really get into the detail of, you know, making sure that you've got the resources there. What are the probabilities of you having, you know, that lump sum and growing that lump sum over time, and really trying to figure out how you want to maximize that Social Security option for sure.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm probably going to come to the December 4th one on Spindrift, so I appreciate that. I also want to just make a quick comment about the Lancaster circumstance.
Yeah.
I did happen to hear when the mother called in, and boy, that was a special call. There's a lot to unpack there, you know, between
I get it. I understand why she's – look, it's her daughter, right? Your daughter wants to do something, and I think
– more to it than that. He's a sexist. He's this. He's that. Hey,
what – yeah. Yeah, I don't like hearing that. I really don't. That's what turned me off, right?
Yeah,
he's a sexist. Look, at boys and girls got different body parts, right? We actually have different toilets that we pee in, right? We shower in different locker rooms. We undress in different locker rooms, right?
Yeah.
To me, I don't want – if I had a son, I wouldn't want him rolling around with a 13-year-old girl. I think that puts him in a very awkward and inappropriate position.
Yeah, so I feel that way as well, but I would offer a couple things. One is that this has made national news before, including at the state level, and it's really up to the boys also to decide whether or not when they're supposed to be matched up against this young lady, whether or not they care to. So the boys can actually, and I know it's about forfeiting the match, and she had already thought that one through, but, you know, the boys are actually, you know, can decide, look, I'm just not going to do that if it's something that they're uncomfortable with. I actually, you know, I play football. I wrestled because my family has a Greek background, so my grandpa always had the boys wrestling. You know, I would be of a mentality, and I'm much older, but if somebody got that far, that it was time for us to wrestle, and that girl wants to play that way, you know, guess what? You know, if it's not going to make me uncomfortable. Now, my son, and I have daughters as well, would probably be very uncomfortable with that. So it's going to be an individual choice. But there's a lot of social justice going on now, and I don't know if you're a Star Trek fan, but there's this saying about the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one. And a lot of these social justice warriors are all about the one, the me, the one, and to hell with how
nailed it
feels.
Nailed it. Nailed it. You just nailed it. Nailed it.
Yep.
It's about the one that wants to do it, and the other 99 are supposed to compromise, right? I mean, and but let me break that down even further. In the case of this Chicago school that now wants to let transgender folks dress in whatever locker room they feel appropriate. Now we're not even talking about the one, we're talking about the 0.002% of the population, right?
Yep.
So I don't care what anybody says. There's not a boy, maybe one or two. Very few boys are excited and want to wrestle a girl, right? So they're going to compromise their values. They're going to compromise what their beliefs are to appease her, right? Get a girls' wrestling team together. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. And I'm sure there's enough girl wrestlers at different schools that you can wrestle. And her point about there's not a lot of them at Lancaster, the whole point to a team and representing your school is not to represent and not – I played boys' basketball at DePew. I didn't play boys' basketball at DePew so I could play the other guys at DePew. You know what I did? I played boys' basketball so I could go out and try to beat Lancaster, to beat St. Mary's, to beat West Seneca, to beat Tonawanda. That's what we did, right? So, hey, appreciate your call, buddy. Thanks for the call. We got to let you go here. Up against the break, Financial Guys Radio Network, 803-0930-930. We'll be back. Alrighty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, News Radio 930 WBEN. All the way out now to Rochester, 1180 out there, and Financial Guys Radio Network. So if you need us, you need our help, again, 633-1515 here in Western New York. If you think like us, and I can't stress that enough, we get to work with people Monday through Friday that think like us. I'm telling you, they're family. I mean, I love them. I get to come into the office, and it makes life fun. You know, people years ago said, you can't have a show that just caters to conservative thinking people. And I said, oh, darn right we can. And you know why? Because I get to work with them Monday through Friday, which makes my life fun. It makes our life fun. They think like us, and that's a good thing. If you want to interview our team, 633-1515, and out in Rochester, 833-FIN-GUYS, which is a really cool number. I heard that commercial, by the way. One of our Medicare commercials was Lily Wiggle, who did that commercial. And I don't know whether to cry or laugh. I laugh. It's a great commercial. It's not a laughable commercial. It's a Medicare commercial. It's an awesome commercial. But Lily now helping us out with a lot of our production and doing all that stuff. And when Glenn and I started the radio show, Lily was like maybe like 3 months old or something like that. So pretty cool to see to see, you know, I guess us still being here, that's a good thing. Us getting old and seeing our daughters and family members now start to grow up and be a great part of our success. So that's awesome. By the way, our website, thefinancialguys.com, all of our social media content, Facebook, Twitter, and our podcast. And you can find us on radio.com app and iHeartRadio as well. In studio with me, Charlie Spirazza. We're talking a little bit about required minimum distributions and maximizing what you're doing with those distributions. And we do have an upcoming workshop at the Spindrift office on December 4th, 6:15. If you're interested in popping in, 633-1515 so we can reserve your seat. We have an in-house training center with the different departments, and I'd encourage you to take advantage of it. Before we go back to the phones, we're going to go back to the phones here in a second. I wanted to welcome in Brian Faraci real quick. Brian, the head of our one of the heads of our Medicare team. It's either you or Brian Janik usually calling into the show, and I appreciate you guys spending some time with us on a Saturday. Brian, just give us an update on Medicare season. Maybe you can tell me a success story that, you know, I know you've helped out so many of our clients, keep us up to date on what's going on with the season here. It's almost over. And as Glenn has been saying for weeks, this is a really, really, really big decision. So the government gives you 8 weeks to make it.
How are you guys doing today, Mike?
We are wonderful. Best ever.
Just want to start off by saying it's nice that Social Security got a little bit of raise in that, but Medicare decided that it would be nice to bump up your Part B premium from $135.50 to $144.60. Well, that was nice of them, wasn't it?
give you on one pocket and take it out of the other.
They need help too, you know.
Yeah.
So we have Medicare Mondays every Monday at our flagship office on Spindrift. We just opened up our second office for Medicare out in Rochester, so I'm proud to announce that. So we'll be able to help people all the way through Rochester, all the way to Syracuse as well.
Yeah, independent experts, by the way, right? I mean, that's the key. Independent, let me say this, independent certified experts. Certification is the key.
Yeah, we're certified with all the major carriers in the area, so we're not limited to picking the best plan for one carrier. We're going to find the best plan no matter what the carrier is. Little story that I have is I've been working with a lady for about 8 months now, and she's having both of her knees replaced. And the cost is going to be very high for that as far as co-pays go on the plan she was currently on. So we signed her up for a plan with maybe a little bit higher of a premium than she liked, but it keeps her co-pays down throughout the surgery and the physical therapy part. After that surgery and physical therapy is over, we're going to move her using a special enrollment through the pharmaceutical program down to a lower premium plan with a little bit higher co-pays. So other than her knee surgeries, she's in very good health. So we've been planning this for 8 months. So the more of the story is yes, you may be in the right plan now, but we want to look for the future as well and make sure we're planning around certain situations.
Yeah. So very short window here. A complimentary consultation, right? They can pop into our office, 633-1515 and 833-FIN-GUYS out in Rochester. And we've got AHIP certified experts that can help, but the window is closing here. And I know that oftentimes what happens during Medicare season is we get a rush in the beginning, the early planners, and then we get the little bit of a law, and then we get that end of the season rush, right?
Yeah, we're prepared for it. There's 2 weeks left, and with Thanksgiving coming up, that kind of knocks out a day or two for us. But I'm working today. I have appointments tomorrow at the office, and we're planning on, for anyone that needs to come in and just double-check to make sure you're on the right plan. We're not going to try to sell you something that's not best for you. We just want to make sure that everyone is in the right plan and they're getting all the benefits they deserve.
Yeah, let me just add one thing. You know, having a great relationship with some of these local carriers, even if you're in the right plan, oftentimes we can help you with what's called a concierge service, which is if you had a problem and you couldn't get in touch with that insurance company. I can't guarantee this, but I can tell you that our certified experts have connections in place to be able to say, well, look, I can't promise you I'm going to get this done, but I'll tell you what, I think I've got other areas that we can sort of reach out to these companies to make sure we can get the answer you need in a timely fashion so you're not waiting on hold for 20 hours, right?
Yeah, most of the time I can get the answer through a simple text message to my higher-ups at one of the companies, an email, and most often if I'm sitting with a client, I can get it done right then and there and get a hold of someone if they need to. If we're unable to answer a question, if it's about certain billing questions, they won't allow us to speak on behalf of the client.
Keep up the good work, buddy. You got 2 weeks, and then I think, what are you going to, like, hibernate for 3 days or something?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
All right, man. 633-1515 in the Western New York area, Buffalo, New York. 833-FIN-GUYS for our experts out in Rochester. Appreciate it, Brian. We'll see you, buddy.
Have a good weekend.
All right. If you're just tuning in, you've got the Financial Guys Radio Network. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics. It's a one-stop financial shop, so use us as a resource. Again, our website, thefinancialguys.com as well. Where do we want to go? Charlie, what do you want to do? You want to talk wrestling? You want to talk 401k RMDs? So we're going to get to all of them.
I want to talk about the physician that got the boot. I'm still frying about that. That's really sad. And I think over something like this, somebody loses, it could ruin his whole career. Because and is this woman's daughter going to be a professional wrestler with men?
Right. But the fact of the matter is, she's forgetting about all the other sacrifices that these boys have to make. And I don't care what anybody thinks. There's not very few boys are going to go, oh, I can't wait to wrestle that girl. I can't. All right, let's go back out to the phone. Let's welcome Dan. We'll go in order here. Dan in Lancaster, how are you? Mary Ellen, I promise we're going to get to you. We're going to get to John in Rochester. And let's see, who else is up on deck here? Gabe. So there is an open phone line, 803-0930-930. Dan in Lancaster, sorry. I'm all over the board today. Dan, how are you, bud?
No problem. I had a son. I have a son. Mm-hmm. And I guess it was about 2001, he was placed in the same position. He wrestled in Batavia, and there was a girl in Section 5. I can't remember what school it was. But he said, Dad, he said, I got a match this Saturday. He said, I got to wrestle this girl. He said, I really don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the sexual harassment discussion wasn't as heated then as it is now.
Yeah.
And his thing was, if I wrestle her, and he was a very good wrestler, he said, if I wrestle her, and he said, I beat her or even hurt her, now I'm going to be the guy that beat the girl.
Yeah.
Or, he said, this is not likely. What if she beats me?
Yeah.
I'm going to be the guy that got beat by the girl.
Right.
So I told him, I said, I don't know what to tell you. You decide what you want to do, and I'll support you either way. And he declined. Yeah. He forfeited the match.
Yeah. Now, does that hurt his, like, ranking? Does it hurt his?
He would have had an undefeated season if he hadn't forfeited that match. But
so it comes out as it's a loss in his record.
Yeah.
Right. So if he's trying for a scholarship in, let's say, a Division III school, right?
Right.
Or Division II. I don't know the wrestling scholarships, but okay, Division II school. Now he's got a loss on his record. Right, because this mom was like, "Too bad. Well, tell him to forfeit." Well, it's not that easy, right? How about too bad your daughter doesn't wrestle? How about that? Well, that's not acceptable to her. But it's supposed to be the 99% of boys that are in an uncomfortable position are supposed to just go, "Okay, I guess I'll wrestle you," right? And these are the same people, by the way, oftentimes that say, "Oh, in the workplace, I think he said something offensive to me." Right? Yep. He said something offensive to me, and now I'm going to sue for that. But yet, I want my daughter to roll on a mat with a boy, and what's the next lawsuit? Oh, well, this boy inappropriately touched her. That wasn't wrestling. That was a move that he didn't have to do. I mean, give me a break. Boys and girls have different body parts. I mean, that's a fact. That's just a fact, right? That we, And to me, I think if that's the case, then, you know, maybe we should start talking about changing all the toilets in the girls' bathrooms to urinals. If we want to be fair, let's be fair.
No, just do as they do at the Bills game, the big, you know, trough.
The sink. That doesn't happen anymore. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Dan.
No, that's fine.
But I'll give you a final thought.
You know, it, like I said, it comes up every now and again. And, oh, I know what I wanted. The point I wanted to make with you was the girl that was wrestling, she only had like two matches that year because everybody forfeited.
Yeah. Okay. You know. Right. So that's fair to all the boys.
What good was wrestling?
Yeah. Yeah. So for the one girl that wanted to wrestle, right? Because this is not really, clearly, this is not really a high demand type of thing, right? We've got one wrestler in the whole school of Lancaster, which is a large school, right? I don't know how many hundreds of kids go there. We got one school. So we're going to appease her, we're going to ruin the wrestling program for the boys, as opposed to working hard to develop a program for girl wrestlers where maybe she can wrestle. By the way, if the goal is for her to be a better wrestler, I would think it would be more important for her to wrestle seven other girls at seven different schools than opposed to two boys over the year because everybody else, you know, fell down, right? Fell out. So, hey, thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Somebody hangs up. Your cue to call in. 803-0930, star 930. Frank, we're real long in this segment, aren't we?
Oh, you know it.
All right, I was supposed to take a break here. So let's take a break, and we'll make it a quick one. We'll be back. We'll continue with your phone calls. Charlie Spiraza, Mike Lomas in studio, Glenn Wiggle out getting a deer. Hopefully he's already got one. He's gotten two already. Three. I'm cheating him out of a deer. I'm cheating out of some of my meat. He shares his meat with me, so I'm cheating him out of my meat. But we'll be back here on the Financial Guys Radio Network. Alrighty, welcome back. Financial Guys Radio Network, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle. We are the Financial Guys. In studio with me, Charlie Spiraza. And place where money meets politics, folks. We have a lot of fun with this show. Use us as a resource. 633-1515 here in Williamsville, New York, headquarters, Spindrift and Worley, 633-1515. And 833-FIN-GUYS out in Rochester, 833-FIN-GUYS out in Rochester. Been talking about Lancaster School Board terminates a school physician that denied a young lady the right to wrestle boys. And as I've said from the beginning of the show, look, it's an opinion talk show, and my opinion is this is really stupid. It really is. Boys shouldn't be wrestling girls at that age. There's too many inappropriate things that can happen, and I think we need to use our brain. And this is a perfect time to actually do that, right? I mean, now we're talking about in places like Chicago, they're allowing a male who thinks for the day that he's a girl to be able to change in the same locker room as other girls. So we're appeasing to the 0.002% and literally basically destroying the school experience for 30, 40, 50, 70% of the other girls. It was out of Los Angeles, by the way. There was a 13-year-old boy that was seized an assault-style rifle in connection with a reported threat at a middle school. Thank God they actually caught this kid. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, they said this on Friday. The sad part about this is, and mark my words, and I'm going to try to study this case. My guess is I'll bet everybody here $50 in a case of beer that this 13-year-old boy is right back in the school system within 6 to 12 months. He'll be sitting next to your son or daughter if your son or daughter goes to this particular school in Los Angeles. Our school system needs some big-time changes, and a lot of it is just common sense. Look, 13-year-old boy, he seized an assault rifle. He had a whole list of kids that he wanted to take out. And unfortunately, they'll think they'll rehabilitate this kid and he'll be right back sitting in the school. And then in 2 years from now, he's going to do something really stupid like shoot up the school and we're all going to go, I'm shocked. I can't believe this happened. Can't believe it happened.
If he's not twisted at 13, what's he going to be at 15, 16, 17? Yeah. I mean, because something's wrong there to begin with.
Nah, something's wrong there to begin with. And more importantly, you cannot threaten the masses in these school districts by having one bad apple. You can't take the risk. Get him out, put him in a school that is meant for kids that have multiple misdemeanors or have a track record like this of having an assault rifle in their house with a list of kids that they want to take out. Don't put them back in the same district.
Well, let the parents teach them at home. That's the best bet.
That's
stay
right.
Home.
What do you think? You want to go back to the phone lines here,
yeah,
Charlie?
Yeah, let's see what Mary
By the way, let me plug Charlie Spiraza, Required Minimum Distribution Maximization Workshop, December 4th, 6:15, at our flagship office, 305 Spindrift in Williamsville, New York. 633-1515 if you'd like to attend. 633-1515. Let's just go right in order here. Let's see. Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen's got a question about 401k plans. Want to make sure we get to Mary Ellen. How are you, Mary Ellen?
I'm very good, and welcome to Rochester, New York.
Oh, are you calling us from Rochester? Thank you. We've had so many listeners out there for so many years, and so many folks that have driven in from Rochester and friends, and consider them friends and family now, but it's nice to have a flagship office out there, and you know, and I should say a flagship, a satellite office, but I think you're going to continue to see us grow more and more out there. That so many of our reps traveling back and forth. So
you actually have two locations.
Make sure you visit us.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so my question, I'm retired. I work part-time. I also have to claim RMDs, and I have a 401k contribution at work. My question is, should I reduce the 401 contribution for budget shortages, or do as I have been, put the money in the 401k and make a withdrawal from my 401k as long as I can keep it under $20,000 a year?
Hmm. What do you think, Charlie?
Question is, do I need to take the tax deduction? And if I need the deduction, then you want to put it into the 401k. If I'm not needing the deduction, and it's not just one thing. There's a series of things we have to look at. But in reality, that's really the first thing is, do I need the deduction? If not, use it for budgetary things.
Yeah. I think the better thing, too, would be to pop into our office. We've got some tax planning software that can plug everything in and really sort of give you a very good, solid, scientifically proven picture of what the probabilities would be of you taking money out early, deferring that, you know, and really putting together a plan, including, by the way, what Charlie said, which is really understanding your budget and spending a lot of time focused on, you know, what are your expenses? What are you trying to do? You know, what do you need to cover? You know, oftentimes one of the questions people will always ask us is, how much money should I put away for retirement? And I'll say $100 million. And they'll say, come on. We got to put together a plan, right? I mean, we have clients that have millions of dollars with us that are not in a position to be able to retire because their expenses are so high. We also have clients that have much smaller dollar amounts, but they're in great shape because they've got maybe a little pension, some Social Security, and they've lived within your means. So, you know, somebody told me a few weeks ago, which I loved it. They said, you know how you're doing, you know, somebody's doing good financial planning. It's not about numbers. It's about enough. Do they have enough to support their lifestyle? And so if you get a chance, pop over to our office. I think the software would really benefit you as we walk you through the process. It's a complimentary consultation for sure.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for holding, Mary Ellen. You want to vote on whether this young lady should be able to wrestle boys in the town of Lancaster?
Would I want to see my grandson wrestling a young lady? Absolutely not.
Yep. I got to tell you, I got two girls. I wouldn't want to see him wrestling a boy.
No, and
that doesn't mean that I'm not judging this mother for saying it's okay. That's what the girl wants to do. Fact of the matter is, there are very few boys would say, "Oh, I'm really excited about wrestling a girl." And in the culture we're in, which is you're not allowed to even make a joke in the workplace, you're not allowed to say anything inappropriate. You could lose your job by saying something inappropriate. You know, this guy said the truth. I think he said, "Look, we've got a boys and a girls team now." Mm-hmm. Well, that apparently was offensive to somebody, and he lost his job over it. That's the truth. My daughter played girls volleyball this year. She didn't play mixed volleyball. She played girls volleyball. She was happy playing girls volleyball, right? Got different body parts. We should be showering. The kids should be showering, using different restrooms. you know, there shouldn't be any. And to me, wrestling is a sport that is too close. The contact is too close to say, I'm going to take a risk and throw my son and daughter in a ring and put them in a very uncomfortable position where my son might be able to accidentally touch a young girl inappropriately. I think it's absolutely ridiculous, and I think we need to start using our heads. Hey, appreciate it, Mary Ellen. Mr. Spiraza, appreciate you spending some time with us, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, we're the Financial Guys. We'll see you next week right here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.